I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, joining us right now, as he does each and every Friday, Colin Wilson, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Colin, good Friday morning to you, and we got a big football weekend coming up.
Oh, boy.
Good Friday morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's our pleasure. One of my favorite segments of the week.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've pulled up my site. I get my picks all locked in, and
good to go.
You guys are talking about Undisputed and all those channels kind of meshing in together. They need more gambling shows in the morning.
They really do. I mean, that's one I would definitely pay it. You know, I don't like the ones where you call in, the guy gives you his guaranteed lock of the week and things like that. I like the analysis, but I also like knowing, hey, where are the experts leaning on where we can make some cash, if you're so inclined.
I completely agree. And with college basketball starting, there's certainly plenty of enough things to talk about, because when you're trying to make totals for, you know, these teams like, you know, Central Connecticut State, for Cal Poly Flow, I mean, there's so much to do with gambling as far as college basketball.
Hey, Colin, can we get you back on the line? You sound like on the trading room floor of the stock exchange right now. I don't know what's going on.
Sell.
Yeah, I think it's a bad sell.
Hammer's
going to call him and get him dialed in here as well, and we'll get his picks. I want to start with, obviously, the big college football game of the week, LSU-Alabama. Speaking of the Action Network, by the way, you know, Darren Rovell is one of Colin Wilson's colleagues.
Yeah.
He had a great tweet yesterday about the fine that the NBA leveled on the Clippers, $50,000 for comments by made about Kawhi Leonard,
yeah,
by Coach Doc Rivers.
Management stuff.
He said, when you think about it, with how much Steve Ballmer is worth, $50,000 for a normal person is less than 1 cent.
Less than one cent. It's crazy.
That's probably not going to deter a lot of behavior when you're finding someone less than one cent.
No.
All right, we got Colin back on. Colin, let's get right into it. The big game in college football. We'll have it for our listeners tomorrow here on 97.3 The Fan, 12:30 Pacific. LSU, Alabama is at home. Ooh. Alabama is favored. LSU seems more tested, though. What do you see happening in this matchup?
Yeah, crazy enough, I actually like Alabama in this game. So go ahead. I went on New Orleans radio last night, and I think they almost shut the whole microphone off on me because I said Alabama was going to cover the six and a half.
Oh, wow.
I think there's just too many things in LSU's defense. They've had a linebacker who's no longer with the team. They've had a defensive end who's no longer with the team. But they have shown over a certain number of games that they are very soft over the middle. And whether it's Mac Jones or whether it's Tua Tagovailoa, they're going to be able to hit, you know, they're very talented NFL caliber wide receivers and create a bunch of space and give LSU just fits on the defensive end.
That is, we had our other buddy that picks for us. He took LSU. This is going to be great. Now, and we can, everybody can make up their own mind. And I don't really know where to lean. I feel like in games like this, with a lot really on the line, I mean, look, both of them, win or lose, are still going to have a shot at the, you know, the playoffs and all that. But who knows what happens in these big games? It seems like these are the ones that are really, really hard to predict. Any others off the top of your head that maybe seem a little bit safer and easier to pick this week, Colin?
Yeah, I've definitely taken Texas this week. I think there's just a whole motivation with these guys, and they've been off for 2 weeks, and they feel like they're the underdog, even though they're favorite in this game. Kansas State is coming off of 2 games where they kind of overachieved against Oklahoma. They caught Kansas in really a flat spot where the new offensive coordinator, his plays have been on tape for 2 weeks. And you just can't dismiss the fact that Kansas State, they are very much vulnerable on the offensive, as far as rushing defense goes. They could be abused, and Texas is like number 2 in the nation in first downs, number 3 in the nation in third downs. Sam Ehlinger is one of the best in the nation at, you know, taking off and just, you know, keeping the ball out of Kansas State's hands. I think Texas is going to be one of the best, you know, favorites that covers by a mile this week.
Colin really likes that pick, Woodsy. I saw him tweeting about it, I think, a couple of days ago. Texas.
Your boy just locked that one in, right. Just by the way.
I never liked Texas. So, I mean, that's the thing is, like, the Longhorns fans were shocked this week. They're like, you never like us. Well, this week, I'm all in on you guys.
It's funny because everyone's giving the LSU-Alabama game all the attention. There is another game between unbeatens. It's in the Big Ten between Penn State and Minnesota. Now, Minnesota is ranked 17th in the country despite being 8-0. I've got to imagine it's because they probably haven't played anyone, Colin. I certainly don't remember any big wins for Minnesota yet. That makes it always tougher, though, to handicap a game like this.
Yeah, I mean, when you give up 30 points to, say, Georgia Southern or you're trailing to South Dakota, like, people don't really take you seriously. So I've had a hard time keeping Minnesota straight all year because of, you know, how bad they were at the beginning of the season. Then they faced, I think, the easiest schedule that you could possibly face, like all of the bottom teams inside of the Big Ten. So I think with Minnesota, it's hard to trust them. Now, they're really good at passing deep, which is something that Penn State is, you know, akin to giving up. I mean, they don't give anything up on the ground. Their defense is one of the best in the nation as far as, you know, against the rush and in the front seven. But, you know, I just have a hard time trusting Minnesota with their strength of schedule being outside the top 80.
We're talking to Colin Wilson from the Action Network here on Ben and Woods this morning. And my beloved Notre Dame Fighting Irish, yeah, they're ranked number 15. They don't even look like a top 25 team, in my opinion. They're favored by 8 on the road against Duke. Now, I just went and looked at Duke's schedule, and they are, I believe, they're 6th in their conference. But this team puts up a lot of points. Like, they can score. I mean, do you feel like, because what I'll do sometimes, I'll bet against the Irish for emotional insurance. I'm a big fan of emotional insurance. So if they lose, at least I win some money, and it makes me feel better.
Imagine being an Arkansas alumni like I am, and I make money every week because I emotionally hedge my own team. It's the greatest thing ever.
It really is. It's like, you know, I'll make a little cash, and yeah, they're going to get smoked, but hey, I made $100 or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, the Virginia Tech thing really kind of opened a lot of gamblers' eyes because we thought that the 17 was good and that Notre Dame should clear that easily.
Easily.
And Virginia Tech was in that the whole game, and they should have actually won that.
No doubt.
Even as 17-point dogs. And so we look at Duke, and we think this is a very disciplined team. There's nothing flashy about any of their stats, but they don't beat themselves, and that's just the characteristics of a David Cutcliffe team. And now with the number, I think the thing that's kind of got a little – I've had a discussion with a couple people out here in Vegas – It opened up at 6, it got to 7.5, it got to 8, and it's just like there's never been any buyback, right? There's never, we don't know what's going on or who's backing, you know, this Notre Dame money train going on right now, but we all definitely think the number is too high, and the Duke is a prime candidate to win the game outright.
All right, let's turn our attention to the NFL, talking with Colin Wilson from the Action Network here on Ben and Woods. And despite all the bye week teams that are off, there are some pivotal games, most of them coming up in the afternoon and the evening on Sunday. Let me start with the Rams at the Steelers, Colin. The Steelers having bounced back all the way to 500. The Rams at 5-3, but playing in the NFC, knowing they need a very strong second half to make the playoffs. And one of these teams is going to feel really good about the end of this game, and the other one's going to feel like they may have missed an opportunity.
Yeah, this is actually a play for the Steelers for all of us that have been tracking the line movement week by week. And the thing is the Steelers, I mean, they kind of had a bad primetime showing on Monday Night Football against the Jets. And, you know, this is a thing where they actually have the defensive and the offensive metrics where they can give the Rams a lot of issues. And there's just not a lot of money at all behind the Rams, especially with some of the performances they've had in the NFC. So a lot of us are actually backing the Steelers here, but we'll see, you know. they're a tough team to trust, especially when it's a Tomlin-coached team.
Meanwhile, you can see the Vikings-Cowboys Sunday night matchup is very possibly being some sort of tiebreaker for a home playoff game somewhere down the line. The Cowboys are a tough team to handicap, though, because they sometimes look like they're one of the best teams in football, and every once in a while you just wonder, like, what happened to those guys this week? What do you see in this one?
Yeah, it's definitely a game where the public is definitely coming in on Dallas. It's going to be a primetime game. And Vegas, you know, some of the bookmakers I've talked to, they are going to very much need the Vikings in this case. And that's not a good, comfortable feeling when you need Kirk Cousins on the road with some of the games that he's, you know, been involved in lately and covering the spread. So, you know, definitely all of the public money is going to be on Dallas. The line is going to be shaded and probably tick up a little bit more in favor of Dallas. So it's just, can you handle Kirk Cousins on the road, the decision-making, the passing? And for me, I haven't made a financial decision on where I'm going to go, but I'm going to know that the books are going to need the Vikings in this one, so I'm probably going to end up taking their side.
And then finally, Monday Night Football. I'm surprised the line is so high on this one. I know the 49ers are undefeated, and people are starting to believe in that team, especially the defense. But
giving up
6 points to the Seahawks, who are 4-0, by the way, away from Seattle. Everyone thinks they're such a creation of that the 12th man environment in Seattle. They're 4-0 away from Seattle this year. Is this a chance for an upset on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at the Niners and their schedule that they've played so far, they haven't faced any quarterbacks that are quite like Russell Wilson. And that's, that's not anything against the Niners themselves. It's just that their schedule has not been, it's kind of what the Patriots went through last week, where, they had a strength of schedule that was 32nd in all of the NFL. It's just, it's just the hand that you've been dealt, and that's what you've had to go up against so far. And I think we're seeing the same thing with the Niners, that as their schedule gets tougher, we'll learn more about them. But, yeah, definitely a lot of us are backing Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, especially on the road where they get no credit at all.
Colin, we appreciate it. Every week we always enjoy the conversations. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.